The following program was paid for by the Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054, 862-210-8570. So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR's Nothing But the Truth with your hosts, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. We are every Saturday at 10:30, both streaming all over the world, Dave, as well as the podcast that we have on Wednesdays and on video. And I am really stoked, excited. Use whatever word, adjective you want. We have Stephanie Hamill with us. She is amazing. She does the segment In Focus for One America News Network. I had the pleasure of being one of her guests today, and now we're going to flip the script a little bit, and we're going to host the show. Stephanie is an uber talented person. I can't wait to hear what her truth is, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Stephanie. I'm also a guest on your show. I always appreciate coming on and going back and forth with you on the topics of the day. And look, I applaud that what you do on a daily basis, because when we come into shows and when we appear, our topic is clear. It's one topic. And we got to research it and talk. But you, on the other hand, every single day in front of that camera with news, and that news cycle is quick nowadays. How do you stay up on all this stuff?
It's definitely a lot of work, but it's also something I would want to do anyways. I love to be informed. I want to be part of the conversation. Whether I was doing this for a living or not, like, I'm always consumed in the news. I want to, like, know everything. And I'm not an expert in everything, but that's why I have guests on, to bring their expertise and then to break down the important information for the audience. But I definitely spend hours preparing for a show, and I have a huge part in it. I work at One America News Network, and I have my own show, In Focus. And we're a small team, so I participate in producing the entire show. I'll spend hours going through the articles and making sure the guests are comfortable with the articles that we're assigning them, and making sure that everyone's comfortable, because I don't want to set anybody up for failure on the show. I want to have an intelligent discussion. And it is a lot of work to stay informed. I will say one of the, I guess, like, negative things is the news cycle has been pretty negative the past few years. And when I originally signed up to be a journalist, I didn't realize it was going to be that much. I mean, it is a lot that we carry on our shoulders.
Yeah, Stephanie, I was looking at your bio, and I have to agree with Dave in the way that you prep and the fact that you actually communicate with your guests about the stories and the ideas to have the best prepared people. And by the way, the art form of being able to know how to ask the right question. So it's always a pleasure to be on your show. But I wanted to get to that a little bit. You've been doing journalism. You studied journalism. You've been involved in politics, I see, in your background. And I noticed the same thing as a legal analyst. You know I'm big on that, Stephanie. I do legal analysis. I don't do political analysis. Nevertheless, every legal case that we have now usually involves politics. How did we spin off into this area? Is it because the news has gotten that much worse, or is it because it's what people want to hear, or is it revenue generating? Like, how does this all work?
Well, I guess everything's, like, intertwined and connected, right? Because legally speaking, there are lawmakers who create the laws that you take into the courtroom, and everything is a little bit polarized, and we're so divided right now that I guess we do take notice of the politics involved with something. And so, especially when I have people on who aren't super political people, like attorneys who want to just talk about the law and talk about a case, I try really hard to not set you guys up to give political opinions, because that's not what you want to do. That being said, yeah, I mean, everything's connected. everything involves politics. I mean, even when you go to the grocery store to buy groceries, that is political. Think about what we are going through right now as a country with inflation and the supply chain crisis and so on. And so every part of our lives is affected by those people who are in charge.
Yeah, let's take a couple steps back. I mean, have you always wanted to be a journalist? And when did that develop as an interest for you?
Yeah, so when I was younger, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do for a living. I think I was about 18 years old, and I was taking classes at the community college and working part-time as a makeup artist, and, which is kind of random. Maybe people don't know about that about me. And so one day I had a customer come in who was prepping her makeup kit for news, and she had just started a new job in Yuma, Arizona for a CBS affiliate out there. And I was helping her create her look for her newscast. And so she was telling me about it. And I had always been interested in the news. I had always watched it. I just never knew what the process was to become a journalist or to become a TV news anchor. And she was asking me what I was studying in school. And I told her, I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm just taking general classes. I really don't know what I want to do right now. And I was like, wow, like, what a great career that you have. That would be something I would love to do. I just, at the time, didn't have the confidence or didn't think I could do it. I didn't know how to do it. And she's like, well, I think you'd be great at it. You're like really good at having conversations and asking questions. She's like, have you thought about it? And I said, well, yeah, I would love to, but I don't even know how to get into the University of Arizona, which is the university I would have wanted to go to, which I ended up going to. And so she kind of like planted this seed in my head that I could be a journalist just like her. And so over time, I remember putting the idea out there to some friends and family. And I remember some of the people I had talked to about it. They said, oh, the journalism school is so hard to get into. You'll never get into it. The classes are so full. And despite like everyone telling me I shouldn't do it, I still did it anyways. I signed up. I got into the classes. And I remember one of the classes I was really interested in was the journalism class where we would go to the city council meetings and write about what the lawmakers were discussing for the day. And we'd get to interview the city council members. And I remember I was just so fascinated because I didn't realize how the city worked, like the people behind the show, like who fills your potholes, like how, you know, who controls the water supply, all of these other things. And so I just became so interested in what was going on there. And that's what got me started in politics.
Wow. I mean, did you want to be a journalist writing, or did you want to be in front of the camera? And also, you just said that initially you didn't have the confidence. Well, clearly you have the confidence now, Steph. How did you transition from not believing in yourself to where you are now?
Yeah, well, so I just figured out the path to get into the classes and figure out if I was good at it or not. And it is a confidence thing. I think I'm not doing anything super special that nobody else can do, because I get asked that question a lot. It's like, oh, how did you get to where you are right now? And a lot of people will just assume that I'm from a wealthy family or that I'm super connected and that things have been given to me. And that is just not the case. I come from a middle class family. We didn't have any political connections, didn't have any friends in the news. None of that was given to me. And so just my hard work and talking to people and making connections in that way is what brought me to where I am today. And the opportunities started coming to me when people noticed my work. It wasn't that somebody was just doing me a favor by giving me a chance. It's like they saw my work, they liked it, and then they would offer me the opportunity and the jobs.
You know, Stephanie, we have so many like high profile guests like yourself on the show, and the themes that come out from each of them are so similar. And we talk about this a lot ourselves. So it was determination in the face of people telling you you couldn't do it. But it was also about your building of relationships and the importance of that. Can you talk a little bit more that I think that people think, I noticed this when I was prosecutor, they think because I'm great at what I do, everybody should come to me and award me with all sorts of honors and distinctions. And we get agitated when people who had better connections, contacts, and relationships moved ahead of them. Tell me about that, Stephanie, in your mind.
Yeah, it's so important to build connections. And if you think about the fields that you're in, I'm sure you would agree with me, it's kind of a small world. We all end up working together. And that's been one of my biggest things is how you treat people and what you have to offer. And so that's something I've always been in the back of my mind, is that I wanna treat people how I wanna be treated. And then also keep in mind that like we might be working together on something in the future. And so I work really hard on that, because you'll see other people burn relationships, treat people like crap, and then it always comes around to bite them in the, you know what. And so I work really hard on relationships, because you can be really talented and really great, but if you don't have good relationships, it won't take you anywhere. I mean, you all have to work together. You don't ever work alone.
Yeah, Stephanie, let me ask, because you're a very high profile person, and we know with that comes, we were just discussing this, comes a lot of attention, many times unwanted attention. Many times people that want to harm you just for no other reason. It could be jealousy. It could be they want to take your position away from you. I've certainly dealt with that in my career. I'm certain you have. How do you navigate in yourself personally the qualities that you have to get past that kind of negativity that people will throw on you when you're somebody that's so high profile like yourself?
Yeah. And then I always just even feel uncomfortable talking about myself or seeing myself as high profile, but I am accomplishing the things that I had set out to do. And it's just, it's an amazing place to be where I'm at today, because when I was younger and getting my start, I was like, oh, I want to have my own show. I want to work in politics. I want to work in news. And I want to be able to have a platform where I can have my voice heard and be part of the conversation and be part of what's going on in this country. So that being said, as for like navigating against, avoiding the haters, if you will, and you're always going to find them in every field. There's always going to be somebody who's out there to get you. And my thing is I stay focused. I stay in my lane, and like all of the negativity that comes around me, and I've had to deal with it, and I'm constantly dealing with it. I just ignore it, and I focus on what I'm doing and the goals that I want to accomplish. So I try to keep all of my energy contained on the good things that I want to get done. And I try to ignore all of the noise and all the outside haters and everything else, because that's not productive in the things that I want to do and what I want to get done.
I guess Stephanie's saying she's in focus. No pun intended.
I was just about to say that. Breaking news. Stephanie Hamill is focused. The host of In Focus. I love what you said about kindness. I mean, it's really killing people with kindness. Be good to people, right? I mean, is there any other way, Steph?
Yeah, you want to be good to people and serve and do as much as you can. But also, too, there is a limit and a line. And I think that sometimes when you are kind, people will try to take advantage and try to get as much out of you as they possibly can. And when I do things for people, I never expect anything in return. So I'll help people out as much as I possibly can in any way that I can. But in my mind, I've already set myself up. It's like, I'm doing this because I want to do it and I can do it. It's not because I'm looking for something. And oftentimes you won't ever get anything in return. But sometimes when you least expect it, the person that you did something for several years prior, they come back around and they're like, have something for you. It's really incredible how it works. And I'm sure it's happened for you guys as well.
You know, Stephanie, you speak our language. If we were not, again, talking about how many of our guests have talked about, don't do stuff for yourself, do it for other people, and that will come back to you. Okay, you're listening to WMTR's Nothing But the Truth with Stephanie Hamill, who is in focus today. We are on Saturdays at 10:30, and we are on podcasts on Wednesday and also on video. We'll be right back.
We're the Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys.
But here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said my
relied on by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
In a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
Welcome back to WMTR. It's Nothing But the Truth with your host, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. We have Stephanie Hamill with us. She is amazing. She is an anchor of One America News Network, a program In Focus. Dave and myself both appear with her, and she is just an uberly talented person. Dave, on the other end of, before the break, we were actually talking about, and I know you were interested in following up on giving back to people.
Yeah, it's really giving without the expectation of return. And Stephanie, this is a theme that comes with all of the guests. And I love that you hit it there. You know, especially now with social media and always being connected. Can you expand on how important that is to really give without the expectation of return?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really have had a problem with that idea. I just never have expected anything, because I don't really think that you should be in a position where you think you're entitled to or owed things from people. And every time that you put your necessarily, if you have these expectations, you're always going to be disappointed. So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I just always keep my expectations very low. And then so I'm always usually pleasantly surprised because I'm not anticipating or expecting anything. That being said, when it comes to the relationship part of that and building relationship, the more that you give and you're not expecting anything, eventually with your relationships, like I said, some people might come out and end up helping you with something, or they might not, but it just doesn't matter at the end of the day. And as I said, when you're working in a field, usually it's kind of small. Maybe it's just for me in news, and especially in the conservative politics that I work in. I just noticed that like all of the people that I run into, I end up kind of working with them again in some way or another. And you brought up social media. Social media has been just such a big part of, especially as I pointed out, I was never super connected, didn't come from a wealthy family. Social media had been really helpful for me to make connections that I wouldn't have been able to make otherwise. I mean, think about social media. Social media connected me with you guys. And so you're able to communicate with people that you maybe weren't on your radar before. And I think that's incredible. Obviously, social media has some downsides to it, but it also has some upsides. And we have to take advantage of the technology that we have available, and people shouldn't be afraid to use it.
Speaking of social media, tell everybody where they can follow you, because you're putting out content and you're in the media. Certainly a must follow for all of our audience.
Oh, thank you. I am on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. And my handle is just Stephanie M. Hamill, and it's Stephanie Hamill for all of them. So you guys can find me there. I will try to follow you back, and I try to respond as much as I can, but I can't always get to everything.
I'll tell you one thing. I was just telling my folks before we started the show, when Stephanie Hamill retweets or reposts what you put out there, expect your stuff to blow up. You singularly, Stephanie, with all the hosts I've ever been on with, I know that my thing is going to take off once you put it out there. So I don't know what it is you're doing, but thanks.
Sure.
Stephanie, I got a question for you. Just listening to you on this intimate level about who you are as a person, I mean, I always knew that you were a great journalist, and you've always been very kind to us. But I'm a big believer that this doesn't just happen. This came from somewhere in your past. Tell me about who you are, how you grew up, and what makes you the kind of person, which I really love, that doesn't expect to get something but wants to work hard to get it, because I think that's the difference between you and many others.
Yeah. Well, my mom, she's an immigrant from Mexico. She grew up in a really tiny, teeny tiny town. It's like a farm town. It's called San Jose de Gracias. It's about an hour and a half from Guadalajara, Mexico. It's pretty far out there, and a lot of people don't know where it's at. Anyway, so she grew up there on that farm. She was the oldest of six, and she had a dream. She wanted to be a part of the American dream. And so eventually, when she was in her 20s, she moved to this country, and she went through the legal process. She met my dad, married my dad. He's from Michigan. And so I grew up in a bicultural family, and my parents have been really hardworking people their entire lives. And so I watched how my parents, their work ethic, and I think that I learned a lot from them, because my parents never had excuses. You know, they got up every morning, they made so many sacrifices. They never had excuses. Just their mentality was just get it done and have a good attitude about it. Be grateful, love life. And so if for my mom to provide the lifestyle that she provided me and my family when we were growing up, again, we didn't have luxuries, but we had food on the table and we had a roof. And I grew up in a relatively safe neighborhood in Arizona, so we're so grateful for that. But she just, wanted me to know that whatever I had in mind for the future, like I could do that and nobody was going to stop me. And so she always would tell me positive things and kind of help me set a plan. And she's always been really supportive of anything that I wanted to do. And what I loved about my parents was that they never told me what I needed to do. They were always just supportive of some of the ideas that I had. And even when I was younger too, I actually wanted to be an attorney. But then by the time I was done with school, I was like, I don't know if I can afford law school, because I already had to take student loans and I really just financially couldn't afford it. So that's why I eventually just jumped straight into working in news. But it's always been something in the back of my mind, was like, I really wanted to go to law school, but haven't done that yet. Wouldn't say I'm not going to do it. You never know.
That's what I'm thinking, Stephanie. It's never too late.
Nah, keep doing what you're doing. And if you need the lawyers, hire them. Okay. It's a lot easier. Just real quick, Stephanie, you know, my mother, I think that 90% of what my parents taught me today would be considered child abuse. And I mean that. I mean, like, my mother would tell me, there's nothing special about you. I don't know who you think you are, but you better go out and earn it. If you think, you got to go out and do it. And then if something happened and I didn't get something that I felt that I deserved, and Dave, you know as well as I do, even politically, while I've achieved very high heights, there are things that I've literally been told, you are not going to get it, even though you're the better qualified person for this reason, that reason, and the other reason. And I could hear my mother's voice saying, you're not that special, too bad, that's life, pick it up and keep on moving. It sounds like you came from that kind of environment. Be resilient. Stephanie, do you think our kids today are growing up to be victims rather than victors?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people want to come up with excuses for why they can't get things done or why they can't pursue their passion or why this and why that. And everyone has a sob story. I think that for some reason we've been embracing this mentality. And I didn't grow up with that. We didn't grow up with the idea that you're going to get a pat on the back for being a victim. What at the end of the day, we all have our story. We all have our background. We all have suffered. But we have to pick ourselves up and stop listening to the excuses and listening to the voices in our head that tell us we can't do it. We just need to figure out how to do it. Nothing's necessarily impossible. The life that you set out for yourself is the life that you plan. So if I want to be a fit person, what am I going to do? I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to wake up really early in the morning. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to skip the ice cream bars, and I'm going to make a commitment and a plan. Now, somebody who's not healthy, you can kind of like look at people based on their lifestyle choices, and you can kind of have an idea of like what people do in the background. And so, for example, David, I know you're very fit, and that doesn't just happen naturally. I'm sure you're on the Peloton every day.
Tell her about the guns.
Yeah, she's referencing certainly my Instagram feed. Hey, listen, I am. You'll see it often. Keep up the momentum. Keep up the momentum is something that I love to tag everywhere I go. It's a thing that we talk about in the law practice. Staying positive, keep it up, right? Because it's easy when you get the flow going and you get a routine. And I wonder, speaking on this topic, not only are you successful as a journalist and as a host, but you're living your best life. And it's clear from your posts as well. I see you.
Oh, man, you're taking my stuff.
I see you state hopping and in the plane and doing all that. Tell us about other things that you're doing you enjoy.
If you're going to steal that question, you also got off-road snowmobiles on the place and a buffalo. Walking down the street, we stalked it all. Stephanie, talk to us about it.
Best life.
Yellowstone, and I really enjoy the outdoors that I always have. And one of the tough things with careers, as you guys know, oftentimes our social lives and our love life and family lives, it suffers. And I will admit that it's difficult to balance everything. Like, nobody has it all. Like, there's always going to be give and take. And I think sometimes people will see people that they admire or that they, somebody that they wish they could be like. But all of us have our things going on in the background, and it can be pretty exhausting. I'm sure you guys can relate. I'm thinking of like the days that in Washington, D.C., when I lived there for about 3 years, I was working like 16, maybe 18 hour days. And this kind of makes me go back to what Bob was talking about, that like, I'm not special, but I'll put in the work and I'll get it done and I'll show up on time. And when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And so and I think that's what has set me apart from some people. And not that I'm the most successful person in the world, but I am doing what I want to do and living the lifestyle that I had a vision for when I was, over the years, and I'm doing what I want to do. And so, and I think that's really important, is a lot of people want things given to them and they don't want to put in the work. They want the TV show, but they don't want to work 12, 15, 20 hours a day. They don't want to wake up at 4 in the morning. And so that's where people drop off, is that they get lazy and they think again that they're entitled to something because they're so special, when actually really they're not. They just need to work harder. Oh, and then back to all the fun things I've been doing. I always try to make time for those things, because you can't work all day. I mean, you're going to burn out, and burnout is a real, real thing. And so I try to get out, enjoy the fresh air, go do fun things, challenge myself. You mentioned the snowmobiling. It's terrifying when you're out there in the backcountry by yourself. And it can be a very dangerous situation. It can get dangerous fast. So you have to, you know, think of all the safety things and make sure that you're like doing everything right, because it could be a bad day if you mess up. So I really enjoy pushing myself to the limit, doing things that terrify me. I mean, I remember the first time I went snowmobiling, I was like frightened. I was so scared. And then I just kept getting better at it and better at it. But we did have a little bit of an accident last time we went out. So we've been a little bit scared to go back out there, but I'm sure we will soon.
Stephanie, we have so many questions we want to ask you, but this went by so quickly. Hopefully we can have you back, because I think that you have a... It's unfortunate, because you really have a lot of great stuff. We really appreciate it. But go ahead, Dave.
I want to do a first. We're going to do a bonus clip after this show airs. And it's going to be available on our Instagram feeds. All right? So everybody listening on the radio, go to the Instagram feeds to see the bonus clip.
All right, you've been listening to WMTR Radio. It's Nothing But The Truth, with Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. Dave, where did I find us?
NothingButTheTruthPodcast.com has the podcast links, has the show notes, and has the videos.
So stay tuned to that Instagram, because it's the Stephanie Hamill bonus round, which we've never done before, is coming up next.
Good stuff.
Many blessings, Stephanie.
Take care.
Bye.
At Bianchi Law Group, they will guide you through their free consultation, laying down the foundation for your criminal defense with the right legal advice and team. All of their lawyers are highly experienced former prosecutors. Therefore, you know you can face a criminal trial with a strong defense. Their firm continuously makes numerous appearances in revered publications and TV networks. Their extensive experience in criminal law makes them confident in the legal field, at the same time offering their three pillars of service: courage, compassion, and commitment to all of their clients. Without the right legal advice and help, you face a criminal trial that can result in dire consequences, with hefty fines and a prison sentence. If you are in New Jersey and facing criminal charges, you need to contact the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, now, 862-210-8570, or BianchiLawGroup.com. Their team of criminal defense lawyers considers you as a whole person and tailors the best defense strategy and resolution for your situation, and convene the strongest possible defense. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. 862-210-8570. The Bianchi Law Group, LLC, has prepared this concern for general information purposes. Nothing herein is intended to create an attorney-client relationship and shall not be construed as legal advice. The preceding program was paid for by Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.